What's up, listeners? It's your host, Cataclysmic, jumping in for the Local Obscene Season 7, Episode 6. And I have an absolutely incredible guest for you today. Henry the Archer is putting out a brand new album called The Garden. I got a sneak peek of this thing. It's absolutely beautiful. I was completely blown away. And Henry O has got something going on. It's epic. Absolutely epic. And I'm very excited to share this interview with you. But first, how about we knock out some of that housekeeping? Do you want to be on the Local Obscene? Shoot me an email at localobscene@gmail.com, or you can go to our Instagram at localobscene. Send me a direct message. What do? Are you in a band? Do you have a delicious restaurant? Are you a comedian? Are you a poet? Are you someone who stands on the street corner and plays your fucking heart out with an acoustic guitar? I want to know, okay? Hit me up. Also, do you need some fresh photos? Some dope pics? Whether it's going out and meeting somewhere at a location, or if you're playing a show and you want me to roll up and try to get some really dope shots of you doing your thing. If you have a big fluffy cat and you want some beautiful pictures that you can cherish forever and put them on your grandma's bathroom wall, then you should hit me up, okay? You can go and check out what I've worked on so far in the link in the description of this episode. It is our photography website, and really been putting a lot of work into that this year. So let's get you some fresh shoots, all right? I think that's all the housekeeping I have for you today. I am just absolutely stoked to present this interview with Henry the Archer. It was a really fucking good time. We headed down to one of my absolute favorite places in all of DFW, known as Division Brewing. Ate some fantastic pizza. I had a beer, and of course we were right next to Growl Records, where the album release show is going down on May 11th. But we're gonna get into all of that. This album, The Garden, is dropping on May 3rd, so it is coming up quick. Mark your calendars. I'm gonna be at that show. I am super pumped. And first, before we listen to this interview, how about we check out a clip of a song off of this upcoming album, The Garden? This song is called Violent by Henry the Archer. Beating heart of Arlington, otherwise known as Division Brewing, Growl Records, with none other than Henry the Archer. Welcome to the Local Obscene.
Thanks for having me.
So state your name and what you do in the band.
I'm Henry O, and I sing and play guitar and keys and ukulele.
Multi-instrumentalists.
I dabble, a little dabbling.
Excellent. So what is the origin story of Henry the Archer?
The name?
Yeah.
So back years ago when I was in school, I had to stop playing music for a bit, and I was taking some writing classes, and I started in creative writing, they had us kind of write books or beginnings to books, and so I started writing this fictional autobiography titled Henry the Archer, and it was about the son of these masons that wanted to be one of the king's archers, and pretty much that's the title of the book. And then I finished that and went back to music and adopted it as my stage name.
I like that. Yeah. It sounds legendary.
Yeah, legendary. That's right. That'll work.
Hell yes. How about the band itself? How did that come together?
So there's been a few different, what's the word I'm looking for? There's been a few different members over the years, but, yeah. Right now we've got, Kevin Geist on drums, and we've got, Elliot A on bass. And so I started out in Jersey years ago, and I had a different drummer, a different bass player, obviously. And then when I moved to Texas, I played an acoustic set over at a venue that used to be there called The Grotto. And some dude who's no longer with us happened to hear my band, or my performance rather, and he made a post on his Facebook saying, "This dude needs a band." And so Kevin immediately replied to that post and then started hitting me up on Facebook. And then I had a plan to meet up with Kevin. We met up at his house, and I sat outside his house for like an extraordinary amount of time. He was running late, so I was there for 45 minutes. And then he showed up, and we just got at it, and we synced immediately. It was like, it was just magical when it happened, him and I. Yeah. And he's been with Henry the Archer ever since. And then we had a bass player, Matt Hembry, who joined us shortly after. He's in a band called Pablo and the Hemp Hill 7. Not sure if you've heard of them. They're out of Fort Worth. They're a reggae band. Pretty Ooh. Awesome band. They're still jamming.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out. And, you know, Matt pumped out a few babies and made them priority, as he should. And so then we were looking for a bass player. That's when I met Charles Marchbanks. We had played a similar show called the Fort Worth Rock Assembly, which is where like you play songs from other bands, and I can't remember what band he was playing, but I remember his stage performance and his bass execution was second to none, and I really wanted to play with him. So I met up with him one day, and long story short, he joined the band, and then he was in the band for many years. I think about, you know, many years. Anyway,
yeah.
So up until recently, Charles was actually featured on the album. It's his bass playing on the album. But a few weeks ago, we are mutually, you know, he's decided to split ways for reasons unrelated to the band. There's no bad blood there. He's still a very good friend of mine, very close friend, actually. But he's doing his own thing. And so when he split ways, I actually reached out to Elliot because there was a gap between when Matt was in the band and when Charles was in the band, and we had a show booked, and we were looking for a bass player to fill in, and posted something online, and that's when I met Elliot years ago, and he learned all the songs in like a week and joined us on stage, and he was just pretty awesome to play with. So, of course, when Charles split ways, I was looking for a bass player. The first person that came to mind was Elliot, and he happened to be available. And hey. So here we are.
Sounds like a synchronization of creativity. That's awesome. Heck yes. So what would you say is your musical influences throughout the years?
Well, Kevin, I think, you know, it comes with... Kevin brings a lot to the table because as the drummer, you know, that's one of the most important elements. People want to dance, and he'll make you do that. He's really special because he's not just a rock drummer, he's a jazz drummer, and so he's best of both worlds. So we have a lot of carryover between jazz drumming and rock influenced drumming, and so because of that we have a really unique sound, and I really attribute that to Kevin. When it comes to me, I have a wide variety of music tastes, to be completely honest. I usually listen to instrumental music or, you know, growing up, I was really into doo-wop and the Beach Boys. I love the Beach Boys as a little baby boy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. As I got older, I was really into punk rock, and I went through that whole phase. And then I just started writing music when I became a teenager. And when I did that, I kind of stopped paying attention, honestly, to a lot of music because, you know, I listened to a band back in the day. I'm not going to name names, but the guy did this interview one time, and I had to be 16 when I heard this interview, so it influenced me a lot. And he had said that he didn't really listen to a lot of music because he didn't want it to be influenced in his music. He didn't want that spillover. And so as a little boy, I was like, well, I kind of think that's interesting. And so I've always kind of kept other music at an arm's distance, unless it's like jazz or classical or, you know, I don't know, the classics like doo-wop and all that. I dig that. I think a little bit of that spills over into what I do, you know.
I can hear that, yeah.
But lately my jam's been Native American flute music.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'll be driving around to that sometimes. I listen to a lot of books on audio, you know.
Love me some audio books.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, otherwise, I don't really listen to a lot of stuff, honestly.
Yeah. That's cool. I can respect that. Mm. You're forging your golden path.
So to speak.
Through the forest.
So to speak.
Excellent. Well, dewdrops of information trickling down the grapevine is that you have a brand new album titled The Garden, dropping on May 3rd. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that.
Upon hearing the record moments ago, vibrant sonic textures blossomed in my mind and fertilized the soil of my soul.
I see what you did there. I see what you did.
What was the writing process like?
You know, I didn't write the songs to make an album. The songs were written just inspirationally. You know, when they come, and they just came over a period of time. You know, a lot of the music was written, maybe four of the six songs. No, maybe three of the six songs were written before the COVID era. And because the COVID era hit, we really put a pause on things. And I had lived for the majority of that time up in Denver, Colorado. And so when we were recording this record, I would have to do a lot of flying or driving down here. It was recorded over at Valve Studios in Dallas, engineered by Casey DiIorio. And it was mastered by Alan Duchesse of West Side Music in New York. If you look them both up, I'm not going to name drop, but they're pretty established in what they do.
Yeah, I did kind of scope it out. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
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 That's nice.
Yeah.
That was my next question, that recording process.
Mm.
So how long did it take you to put this thing together?
Well, like I said, you know, Casey, he's a busy dude. He works with, like, Grammy Award winners and platinum artists, so, you know, getting to fit in his schedule at the same time as being available to fly or drive down was very few and far between. So it was about 2 years of recording, but, like, you know, going down there and then there'd be like a 3 month gap or a 2 month gap. I recorded most of the guitars with the exception of the first song, Violent, up in Denver in my home studio.
Okay.
Which I call Hen Hill Farms.
Love it.
Yeah. So the guitars were done there. The ukulele was done there. Most everything else was done at Valve Studios. But then I came down in the last, maybe the last 4 to 6 months to continue mixing and finalize the sound of the record. And here we are.
All the different parts sound like coming together over, you know, a course of a couple years. It just is so cohesive.
So we recorded it live in the studio.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're playing guitar in the studio with all the microphones and whatnot, my guitar is just going through headphones and it's not really mic'd up to be recorded for the album, so it was done in post, you know, my guitar parts, and then, you know, while we're playing live, we didn't record the vocals while the drums are blaring. You'd get, you know, you'd get that into the vocal microphone and whatnot, and this is not a live record, so it's a studio release.
Yeah.
So it was done, you know, bass and drums in one session, guitars, and then vocals.
And those vocals are just clean.
Thank you.
You got the skills.
I brushed my teeth beforehand.
I could tell. Mm. So what would you say is the core meaning or message behind the lyrics and the feelings of this album?
It runs a short gamut there, you know. Couple of the songs are just about, you know, society, and a couple of the songs are just, they're love songs, you know, they're inspired by, you know, the drug of love and, you know, being in love with somebody or being hurt by somebody or misunderstanding a situation, you know, it's got, you heard it, you know, it's got a few different topics and a few different styles throughout the album.
Yeah, I feel like you've really captured the love and kind of the slight bitterness that can come with that as well.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
But yeah, the highs and lows were just captured so well, and I definitely will find myself coming back to those, you know, when I'm going through this shit.
Yeah.
Or even when I'm flying high, it's perfect.
Yeah, there's the piano song that's on there that's just piano and vocals. I wrote that when I first got to Denver, once COVID shut the music scene down. And that song, all the lyrics are really about being heartbroken from leaving the music scene in Dallas-Fort Worth. That's what that whole song's about.
That makes a lot more sense now, because I was kind of wondering about that one.
Yeah.
And I love how it just, right in the middle there, just totally, you just simplified it.
Yeah.
But it's equally as powerful as the ones that have the full, you know, on full blast, and yeah, that one was special.
Well, it was we weren't going to record that for the album, actually. I was in the studio, and we were between setting up microphones, and so I hopped on the Rhodes piano in the studio, and I had written that song, you know, maybe a month or two before then. And I sat at the piano and I just started to play it while Casey was in there, and he's setting up microphones, and I'm about halfway through the song, and he's like, hold on. He's like, you're going to record that, right? And I'm like, I hadn't planned on it. He's like, dude, you got to record that song. And so we recorded that song. Yeah, I think it was done in one take.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's like,
oh my god.
Yeah, it wasn't, I didn't take it as seriously probably as I should have. It was just more of a casual thing, because I wasn't really planning to lay it down.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm glad he got the little push on that one,
because
that was absolutely one of my favorites on the whole thing. It was great.
Awesome.
So, tradition has it, on the Local Obscene, we like to put you in a situation.
Great.
Are you ready?
Never.
Okay, let me set the scene. You find yourself hiking through a lush forest, birds chirping, a light breeze causing the tall pines to gently sway. What are your thoughts in this moment?
Wow, it's beautiful and majestic. Those would be my thoughts.
Yeah. In Colorado, were you like deep in the forest?
I was not, though in retrospect, I probably should have been.
Yeah.
I was right down there, but you know how that goes. You're close to something beautiful, you don't appreciate it.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So he's in awe of the wonderful forest. You hear a crackle of energy as the breeze turns into a chaotic gust, and pine needles and leaves begin swirling before you as a purple light expands into a portal. Do you step through with the vortex?
What's the vibe of the vortex? I mean, how purple is it? Is it like a dark purple? Is it like a violet? What is it? What kind of purple are we talking?
I would say it's a swirl of dark and light.
Okay, and is it like a very clear circle, or is it like a cloudy circle?
I'm going to say it's cloudy. You can't see through it, but it's like an oval.
Okay, I might peek my head in.
Yeah, you're going to peek the head in?
I'm going to peek the head in, maybe an arm, just to defend my head.
gotta watch out for the brain.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in there.
He's going to put an arm in.
Yeah, does it smell? I don't know.
I'd say there is a slight smell of blueberries.
Oh, well, I might step a toe in then.
He's gonna put a toe in a hand.
I'm a fan of blueberries.
Well, as soon as you make contact with this portal, you are immediately pulled in as if it is a black hole. And for what feels like an eternity wrapped inside of a second, you pass through a tunnel, a kaleidoscope of lights of every color stretching to infinity, and once through to the other side, you find yourself in a white room, three men, three women, wearing extremely groovy outfits sitting in beanbag chairs. The man in an orange polyester leisure suit leans forward and says, "Can you do us a solid?"
It depends on the solid.
So you're questioning?
The question.
Yeah, you're questioning the question.
Yeah.
I mean, as anyone should.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. Especially passing through a purple portal kaleidoscope.
Right. I do like the polyester suit, but, you know, I'm not going to commit to something unless I know what kind of what I'm getting into, at least.
Right, yeah. Of course. Well, he says, "Hear me out." And he continues to say that it's the year 1974, and if their calculations are correct, they have pulled you from approximately 50 years in the future. The main objective of their top secret project, known as the Flip Side, is to gather unique perspectives from the future. And you have 1 minute to tell us of your time before you fade back to where you came from with no recollection of this event.
Holy fuck. You can bleep out the bad words, I guess.
Ah, fuck's all right on the local obscene.
All right.
So, let me pull out my handy-dandy timer here.
Wait, so I gotta tell them what it's like right now?
Yep, but you only have 1 minute, and then you fade back.
I retrospectively live my life. The 70s is like my favorite era.
Oh, shit!
Fashion and everything. Shit, I don't know. I'm going to fail you here.
All right, listeners, let me jump in right in this moment. So what I did was pull out my phone and I set a timer for exactly 1 minute.
Okay, time will resume now.
All right, well, you know, can I stay with you guys? You know, because like in the future where I come from, like, people are really, really kind of more segregated, it seems, than they are now. And it's kind of sad. But there's a lot of beauty, too, you know, but it's more technology-based than it is here in your era. You know, we have telephones that don't have cords, and people are constantly, you know, obsessing over them and giving up their time away from life and people to look at a glass screen with lights on it. It's kind of weird. You know, there's a lot more judgment, a lot more self-consciousness in society, I feel, because of that. And, the fashion is nowhere near as good as it is in the 70s here. And, you know, pizza's still pretty good. Yeah. How are we doing on time?
Perfect.
Really?
You nailed it.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So you fade back into your time with no recollection. And when you get back to civilization from your lovely hike through the wood, you notice that people aren't as divided as they once were. People aren't staring at their screens. They aren't lost in the future or the past. They're all living in the present moment, and they're enjoying the fuck out of your new album, The Garden.
That's magical. So did I alter time by telling the past?
You just may very well have, but really, you have no recollection.
I have no idea. That's great. Okay. Right. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Well, thank you, Henry the Archer, for participating in my situation.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me here. This is a great experience.
So what is the future looking like?
I got a few shows lined up. I am going to do an album release on May 11th. That's a Saturday at Division Brewing in Arlington, Texas here. I'm really looking forward to that, and then I've got a slew of shows coming through San Antonio and Austin, and we're gonna hit Dallas and Fort Worth and everything in between. We've got 2 music videos coming out sometime within the next 60 days. Currently shooting that right now. We've got two more days of filming, I believe, and they're going to be wicked. We're shooting that with Make Something Beautiful, and they're such great people.
Shout out.
And everybody that's really being a part of the video or contributing to the videos are really just wonderful people. There's so much love, and I just couldn't be more grateful for everything, you know. It's such a great time, and there's just a lot of love and support, especially for this new release. And yeah, just love everybody.
The future is bright.
It's bright. Yeah.
That's amazing. And of course, the release show, you said May 11th.
May 11th, actually, yeah, where we are right now
at
Division Brewing.
And sitting right out in front of Division Brewing, one of my all-time favorite places.
You know, their pizza is fantastic, and, you know, the people here, just the ownership, just great, wholesome, salt-of-the-earth people. You can't replace them, and they've got a nice little community going here. It's great to be a part of it. You know, we could really release our album anywhere we want to, but this is top choice. As soon as I found out the date, you know, I hit this place up immediately, because it just, playing here feels like playing at home, and the vibe and the energy and the love, any show, it's just wonderful here. It really is.
I 100% agree. That fills my heart with joy. Awesome. Heck yes. Music videos. They got some big old shows coming up. Where is the best place for our listeners to find and keep tabs on all this?
You can go to henrythearcher.com. You can follow my Instagram, which is at henrythearcher, no spaces. There's also a Facebook page. I'm not very good at keeping up to date. And, you know, all the music's going to pretty much be everywhere music is. So, you know, your Apple, your Spotify, your CD store, your record store. We do got a vinyl coming out, but that's not going to be out for about 10 weeks, because that's how long it takes to press.
Yeah,
but
ooh, that's awesome though.
It is wild. So we're going to do pre-sales at the release show on May 11th. So there's going to be a limited run of 100 vinyls. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, you know.
Ooh, snatch them while they're hot.
Yeah, snatch them while they're hot.
Snatch them like a fresh Division pizza.
Yeah, just like that. Just like
that. Drop the needle on it.
With a little bit of that hot honey.
Ooh, yes. A little hot honey, little onions, little pepperonis.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Well, you have absolutely created something beautiful. I am so excited to see where it will take you, and I will be jamming the hell out of it as soon as it drops. May 3rd. Excellent. And you got some singles kind of dropping too beforehand, right?
Yeah, I do. I have a single dropping on April 19th and another one on April 26th. The entire album will be released on May 3rd.
Incredible. Well, you know what to do, listeners. Go and follow Henry the Archer on all the social media. Keep an eye out for these brand new tunes. Stream the hell out of all the music they have up right now. There is plenty you can dive into. It is all fantastic. And of course, come out to that release show on Growl, at Growl, wherever you are. I want you to come from another country, all right? If you're listening to this in Antarctica, get your ass on a boat. I'm sure they got like teleporters down there or something we don't know about.
If they do have teleporters, they're in Antarctica. There's no question.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And come get yourself a CD and a vinyl and get on the dance floor and rock the fuck out to this brand new album, The Garden. Thank you again for being on The Local Obscene.
Thanks, y'all. It felt like even was a big mistake, and I know you're living all alone, alone now. But she's a violin, and she's a violin, and I don't want to let go.
All right, listeners, you know what to do. Go and follow Henry the Archer on all the social media. Stream the hell out of their brand new album, The Garden, when it drops on May 3rd. And of course, come out to the release show on May 11th at Division Brewing. Your hand if you've been fooling around town. So just put the vinyl on the B-side. Take some pasta and pass the time. But there's no time. And now it's time for the closing statement with your host, Cataclysmic. What's up, listeners? It's your host, Cataclysmic, jumping in for the closing statement. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Had an absolute great time. Isn't that music? Absolute top quality. Super pumped about Henry the Archer's release, The Garden. And so should you. Do you want to be on the Local Obscene? Send me an email at localobscene@gmail.com or go to our Instagram and send me a direct message at localobscene. Do you want to support the show? You can head down to our episode description and there you will find a link to become a monthly contributor. Any amount goes a hell of a long way. You can also go to the link to our photography website, snatch yourself up a physical print. All of those proceeds are going to help me get the ultimate hardware and software to provide you with the greatest podcasting experience. This weekend, on Friday, April 26th, the second Henry the Archer single is going to drop, actually titled The Garden. And also Pretty, if you remember them from two episodes ago, are having their release show at Ruins with Omega Station and Hen and the Cox. And that kicks off 7 o'clock sharp. So show up down Deep Ellum in Dallas. Let's party at Ruins. I'm going to be there with my camera. Should be a great time. Also happening this Saturday on April 28th, we got Casual, Relapse, Morocco, Down Not Out from San Antonio, and Fuera de Cervecio is also on that bill. That's at the Sunshine Bar in Arlington. I believe I'm going to swing by that and also take some pictures. On May 2nd at the Haltom Theater, the Local Obscene is setting up a booth. I'm going to have cat paintings and some discounted t-shirts and some stickers. So come on down, say hi, pick up a painting, and so many fucking good bands. Shout out to Capturing the Now for putting that show together. And again, that is May 2nd at the Haltom Theater. I think that's all the updates I have for you in this closing statement. Again, I just want to thank you, listener, for listening, for sticking with us for all of these years. Years. We are 76 episodes deep, and I just absolutely love every minute of doing this. I do it for you. I do it for the scene. I do it to support the artists and the people out there working hard to bring entertainment and beauty and transmute pain through their creations. We got to give a shout out to all those artists working hard and food people. I'm still looking for someone to do a local cuisine segment. So if you know anybody who has a super dope restaurant, hit me up. Let's get them on the show. Let's do an interview. Sounds delicious. All right. Well, thank you again so much for tuning in. I am your host, Cataclysmic, signing off.